Good afternoon, Westmoreland County, with the WHJB News. I'm Sean Myers. An attack at Ohio State University yesterday left nearly a dozen people injured and the suspect dead. Authorities say that Abdul Razak Ali Artan was a Somali-born student who plowed his car into a group of people and then began stabbing others. At last update, 11 people were injured, including one who was in critical condition. A nearby police officer fatally shot Artan within moments, however. Artan's attack has possibly been linked to terrorism, although the FBI and other agencies continue to investigate. A mother accused of allowing her 12-year-old son to drive a vehicle on busy roadways in Westmoreland County could soon get a plea deal. 33-year-old Carrie Geyer of Seward waived her hearing yesterday and could plead in the upcoming weeks to charges of child endangerment and reckless endangerment. Police say that Geyer let the boy drive a vehicle for more than 6 miles through Derry Township, Latrobe, and Unity Township in August. Police pulled over that vehicle for erratic driving, and Geyer allegedly said she was teaching the boy to learn responsibility. The Westmoreland Air Show is more than 6 months away still, but the Blue Angels touched down at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport yesterday. That demonstration team, which will perform at the show in June, arrived in Unity Township to familiarize itself with the airfield and the community. A Powerball lottery ticket sold in Delmont turned out to be a $1 million winner. A Murraysville man claimed the prize after hitting all 5 regular numbers in Saturday's drawing. The store that sold the ticket will also receive a bonus. And at least 75 people have died from a plane crash in Colombia. That plane, which included passengers from the Brazilian soccer team, declared an emergency around 10 last night. So far, only 5 survivors have been confirmed. In sports, a pair of Steelers who were banged up on Thanksgiving appear to be headed back to health. Guard Ramon Foster, who suffered an ankle injury, and defensive lineman Javon Hargrave, who had a hand injury, both fully participated in practice yesterday, and they expect to play on Sunday against the New York Giants. Penn State star running back Saquon Barkley, who suffered what appeared to be a serious ankle injury in the Nittany Lions' win against Michigan State, now expects to play in the Big Ten championship game. Barkley has rushed for more than 1,200 yards and 15 touchdowns this season. The 7th-ranked Nittany Lions play number 6 Wisconsin on Saturday at 8 o'clock. And Pitt and Penn State's basketball teams will be back in action tonight as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The Panthers will travel to Maryland, while the Nittany Lions host Georgia Tech. Both games will take place at 7 o'clock. Today's forecast is partly cloudy, a high of 62 degrees and a low of 48. Tomorrow's forecast will be cloudy with possible rain, a high of 64 and a low of 38 degrees. With the WHJB News, I'm Sean Myers.